think you guys should have the injuries. Both Josh Sitton left the game, did not return with concussion, as well as safety Adrian Amos, hamstring, was questionable for return but did not return. Open it up for questions. I think they're pretty potent offense. You know, they can run the ball effectively. They're tops of the league in that area, as well as passing the ball. That's a good football team that's had similar scores to what we experienced today. And much like I'm sure at the conclusion of some of those games, we didn't play well enough in any phase, really, for us to compete. You know, and the game was not competitive. From early on. Well, I think, again, you got to give them credit, too. That was a good defense. They forced a lot of turnovers, in their first 10 games. We saw plenty of evidence of that in our preparation. I don't think you can look at one guy, including Mitch. I think there's a lot of elements to that and the success of a quarterback. Establishing a run game is one, protecting them, guys catching the ball. I mean, it's just a lot of things go into the quarterback success, and, we just were not good enough today.
Why didn't the running game work today?
I think you have to give the opponent credit. I don't think I've had a chance to look at the film. We didn't establish it at any point in the game. I know that the one thing that hurts the totals, which I don't think we're going to amount to a lot is at the end anyways, but was a pretty big minus play on a reverse. But we did not operate offensively well enough today for sure. But give them credit. We needed to play better. I mean, we needed to play really, really well in all three phases for us to beat that football team. And we didn't.
As you struggle here down the stretch the last 3 weeks, how much do you worry about the players continuing to buy in for what you need them to buy into?
I didn't hear the first part of your question.
As you struggle here for the last 3 weeks, how much do you worry about them buying in still?
I don't think, they're professionals. We all are. I don't really buy into the buy-in part of that. These guys will continue to compete, and they always have, and they will going forward.
John, after losses like these, there's always going to be questions about your job security. But why do you think you and your staff are what's best for this Trubisky
development? Well, I mean, again, I've answered this plenty of times. You don't come into this job, whether it's a player or as a coach, with questions about your job security. Frankly, I don't give a rip. That's not why I do this. Whatever happens to the things I control is I'll work to control, and that's to get our football team better.
There are a couple of instances you had a fumble that they had gotten, or something they had gotten, you got it back and you stripped them, couldn't score there, and then there was no situation where one fumbles and you cover, but it was the field. You think maybe in those situations they get some points to the point you might turn things on?
Yeah, I think, it wasn't a problem field position-wise early in that game. We just never generated a lot of offense. I think stats will prove to that.
John, in the third quarter, Michigan seemed to have a rhythm, especially in third downs. And you guys called the reverse in 3-12-yard loss. Are you okay with the play call in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, you're okay with all play calls when they're successful. It's about execution. We had plenty of opportunities and we didn't execute well enough, whether, it's not one guy.
John, I know you coming out of the bye, the expectation was to lose 3 straight games. What is there left to gain still the rest of the season?
I think just, again, it's a matter of getting better and improving. Our record's 3-8 as we get on the bus and get on an airplane and fly back to Chicago. That's reality. We've got 5 games remaining, and that'll define our season, what we do in those 5 games.
You've been through a lot and have been coaching in the NFL. Does this stretch remind you of anything, feel like anything, resemble any experience?
Much like I tell the players, I mean, I've been through a lot of seasons in this league, and there's a lot of seasons, in life. This isn't ideal, but, how you get stronger is how you handle situations like this.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.